With a look at your sports here on this Monday morning, I'm Travis Krenz. First time this season, SDSU and USD have played, and the SDSU men, they stayed perfect in conference play with an 84-65 home win on Saturday versus USD. Jackrabbits, they pretty much led this entire ball game, had a 49-30 halftime lead. They were led by freshman Zeke Mayo. He had a game-high 21 points, shot 5 of 6 from 3. SDSU men now 4-0 in the Summit League. They're 13-4 overall. They'll be at Omaha Thursday night as part of a boys and girls doubleheader. Meanwhile, for the SDSU women, they fell back to 500 on the season. They're now at 8-8 as they lose in conference for the first time this season. They lose at USD Saturday, 65-42. Game was tied at 20 at the end of the first quarter, but then SDSU's offense slowed down. USD would outscore the Jacks 32-10 over the second and third quarters. SDSU women will be in Omaha coming up on Thursday at 5 o'clock, part of that doubleheader. We will not have coverage of that doubleheader because of Mitchell Colonel basketball on Thursday nights. Also, SDSU wrestling, they knocked off number 22 Northern Iowa yesterday at home, 27-13. Jackrabbits won 7 of the 10 dual matches. They improved to 5-1 on the season. They'll be at Utah Valley coming up next Saturday. Mitchell Gymnastics, they were 6-6 on the season. They've won all 6 of their competitions. They were in Brookings on Saturday for the Patty Jorgensen invite. They won that competition with a very impressive 148 points. It's over 6 points better than second place Watertown. Bentley Bates, she took 2nd in the all-around competition. Jocelyn Somerville was 3rd, and Kyra Groper was 4th. Mitchell Gymnastics, they have a road duel today. They'll take on Wagner Bonhomme, coming up in Wagner later on today. Mitchell boys basketball got a very impressive win Friday at the Corn Palace versus Yankton. That was 69-55 for the Mitchell boys. Caden Hinker had 22 points and 11 rebounds. Colonels really dominated this game in parts. They had a 17-point halftime lead. They led by as many as 19 points early in the second half. Yankton would make a run. The Bucks, they would get within 7 points in the second half, but no closer than that. Mitchell boys now at 5-2 on the season. They'll be at Huron for a doubleheader coming up on Tuesday night. And the Mitchell Colonel girls came also close to their 2nd win of the season on Friday. They lost in overtime to Yankton, 56-53. The Colonel's Taylor Giblin, she had a buzzer beater 3 at the top of the key at the end of regulation. That forced overtime, tied at 49. Mitchell, they had an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. Sawyer Stabner had 15 for the Colonels. And next action coming up tomorrow night, we will be in Huron for the girls and boys doubleheader. Starts at 6 o'clock with the girls game. We'll have the pregame show at 5:45. With a look at your sports here on this Monday morning, I'm Travis Krenz.